Zechariah chapter 14. Behold, the days of the Lord shall come, and thy spoils shall be divided in the midst of thee. And I will gather all nations to Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses shall be rifled, and the women shall be defiled, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the rest of the people shall not be taken away out of the city. Then the Lord shall go forth and shall fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is over against Jerusalem towards the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be divided in the midst thereof, to the east and to the west, with a very great opening. And half of the mountain shall be separated to the north, and half thereof to the south. And you shall flee to the valley of those mountains, for the valley of the mountain shall be joined even to the next. And you shall flee as you fled from the face of the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with him. And it shall come to pass in that day that there shall be no light, but cold and frost. And there shall be one day which is known to the Lord, not day nor night. And in the time of the evening there shall be light. And it shall come to pass in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them to the east sea, and half of them to the last sea. They shall be in summer and in winter. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord, and his name shall be one. And all the land shall return even to the desert from the hill, to Remen to the south of Jerusalem. And she shall be exalted, and shall dwell in her own place, from the gate of Benjamin even to the place of the former gate, and even to the gate of the corners, and from the tower of Hananel even to the king's wine presses. And people shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more an anathema, but Jerusalem shall sit secure. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord shall strike all nations that have fought against Jerusalem. The flesh of every one shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. In that day there shall be a great tumult from the Lord among them, and a man shall take the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall be clasped upon his neighbor's hand. And even Judah shall fight against Jerusalem, and the riches of all nations round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and garments in great abundance. And the destruction of the horse and of the mule, and of the camel and of the ass, and of all the beasts that shall be in those tents shall be like this destruction. And all they that shall be left of all nations that came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to adore the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall come to pass that he that shall not go up of the families of the land to Jerusalem to adore the King, the Lord of hosts, there shall be no rain upon them. And if the family of Egypt go not up, nor come, neither shall it be upon them. But there shall be destruction wherewith the Lord will strike all nations that will not go up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the sin of Egypt, and this the sin of all nations that will not go up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In that day, that which is upon the bridle of the horse shall be holy to the Lord. And the cauldrons in the house of the Lord shall be as the vials before the altar. And every cauldron in Jerusalem and Judah shall be sanctified to the Lord of hosts. And all that sacrifice shall come and take of them, and shall seethe in them. And the merchant shall be no more in the house of the Lord of hosts in that day.